Our yaqeen must be built, that full trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one time, shaitan, who is always out to destroy people, he came in the form of an atheist in Baghdad, in the very early times of Islam. And he came there to all the people and to put doubts in them. That was called it. He said that if Allah created everything, who created Allah Ta'ala? His first question. Second question he asked, that you people say Allah sees everything. Then in which direction is the face of Allah? The third question he put, that if you believe in Allah, then what is Allah made of? Is he made of iron, of wood, plastic, smoke, air? What is Allah made of? The fourth question, that you say, if you do good deeds, you will go to Jannah. And in Jannah, you say that you'll get wonderful food and fruit, and you'll be eating. But you say there are no toilets in Jannah. So what's going to happen? All that what you're going to eat, and there are no toilets in Jannah. And if you do wrong and evil, you will go to Jahannam. The jinn also, the man also. The jinn will also go. Jahannam is fire of Jahannam. Fire, how will it burn fire? So those, the jinn who are doing evil and wrong, how will they be punished? Fire, it doesn't burn fire. Fire burns everything else, it doesn't burn itself. So what are the answers? Great, great ulama answered, gave him his answers from Quran and Hadith. But he said, I don't want manqulat, the answers which have come in Quran and Hadith. I want ma'qulat, logical answers. Give me logical answers. For quite a number of days, he carried on making noise, walking in all the streets of Baghdad and asking the people. 11-year-old boy came and took on his challenge. And the 11-year-old boy came and asked him, what's your problem? What's your question? So he said, if Allah is the creator of everything, then who created Allah? He told him that count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He stopped there. Carry on. He said nothing before that. So be nothing before Allah. Allah is the one that has been since, and Allah is the one that will be forever. He had no answer to that. And then secondly, he said, you say that Allah Ta'ala sees everything. Then in which direction is the eyes, is Allah's face? Which direction is Allah facing? He said, if you go in a dark room, he told him, and you light a candle, and the flame of the candle, which side is the flame of the candle facing? It enlightens the whole room. But which side is the face of the candle? He had no answer for that also. Thirdly, he said, of what is Allah made? Of plastic, of iron, of wood, smoke, air. So he asked him, did you ever witness somebody passing away? He said, yes, I did. He said, before he passed away, how was he? He was back talking, he was normal, all his actions, everything he was doing. But when he passed away, then nothing he was doing. What happened? How this happened? He said, his ruh went out. He said, you believe his ruh went out? He said, yes. So his ruh, what is it made of? Iron? Wood? He said, that I don't know. So he said, like that, Allah is there, but we don't know what is the composition. He is wara'ul wara, beyond comprehension. He is the absolute. There is a kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the absolute being. And then he said that when you do good deeds, you'll go to Jannah. You'll get the wonderful namas of Jannah. Like now we're going to get the wonderful namas of Ramadan. The wonderful namas of Jannah we'll get there. But no toilet there. How is that possible? He said, how long were you in your mother's womb? When your mother conceived you, how long were you there? He said, 9 months. Were toilets there in the stomach? Weren't you being nourished? And weren't you being given food there also? When life came into you, you were nourished there. You were fed by the umbilical cord. The food came to you. And which toilet you went to? He had no answer for that also. And then he said, the fire of Jahannam, it will burn the jinnat. How will that happen? He said, if you permit me, I will do something which you might feel offended. He said, no problem. Do what you want to do. So he picked up some sand and threw it with force on his face. So then he got angry. How can you throw sand? So he said, the same, when I preach with this force, doesn't this cause you pain? He said, yes, and what are you made of? Sand. So sand causes pain to sand. So fire will cause pain to fire also. For bohital ladhi kafar. And then he was completely humiliated and disgraced. Anyway, this yaqeen of Allah's Zaat has to come into us. Allah is the creator. Qul huwa Allah. Allahu ahad. Allah is the creator. And the creator is that being who is not created. So you can't ask the question, who is before the... He is the one who was there forever. He is the creator. Anyone else, a manufacturer, he manufactures things. Anyone else makes some designs or whatever. But the creator is that being who is there all the time. The question doesn't arise that who was before. If anyone was before the creator, he's not the creator. The creator is that being that was since ever and will remain forever. The absolute, that is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.